What's really troubling here is the degree of incompetence at best and truly malfeasance at worst during the Iowa 2020 caucus. Before we start, I have to explain how the system works here. Just like in national parties of DNC, where we have quote unquote super delegates being created from the ranks of regular party members who then vote for the president of the United States in the November elections, we have the same setup on the state level. As it turns out, for 70 some years now, Iowa was the first starting shotgun of the voting process in the United States. I don't know why Iowa of all places, but that's how it all started. And the way it works, both on Democratic and Republican side, where each individual state's party designates quote unquote super delegates to be nominated from the people who are voting, depending on the amounts of votes they're getting, which is basically a setup similar to the DNC, which effectively works as a, some type of degree of a Soviet-like Politburo, where the people who are designated.
You mean the DNC works as a Soviet-type
Yes,
politburo?
it is. It is a basically a form of a Politburo, which basically, from its own ranks, it designates this quote unquote super delegates, and the super delegates directly vote for the president of the United States on the Democratic side. And the same thing happens in on the state level as well. The way the system works is that, depending on the votes which are being casted, the delegates then translate their votes into the real winner of the election of the electoral cycle on the state level. However, there was a major problem with the system because, as it turns out, the Democratic Party has introduced a new app, voting app, that was supposed to count and then transmit the results of each individual precinct to the DNC in order to come up with the winner of the primaries. Because in our system, primaries are sort of a political, night of the long knives, where the Democrats or the Republicans in the matter are supposed to fight among each other in order to be selected to represent the party for the November elections. If they get X number of super delegates votes, then they're able to propose themselves to go into the DNC convention in July in Milwaukee that is going to officially announce the runner-up for the Democratic Party for the president. And this is as a result of all the polling and all the votes in each individual state. Unfortunately, the way the system works, it's truly undemocratic. What it really means is, just like in the national elections of 2016, we are having exactly the same situation, where there's a distinction between so-called popular vote and the electoral vote, which means Bernie Sanders, as of today, I just checked 1 hour ago, is basically leading the votes in Iowa over 6,000 votes. However, he's a loser to the name called Pete Buttigieg.
Yes, the news we got, we only got the results when 65% of votes were known. And then the main message was, yeah, Buttigieg won, Biden lost, and Bernie Sanders was the second. So that's the delegate, sorry,
But this
result.
was this no news as of yesterday, and now it's changed. Again, media is basically putting the forward the information that quote unquote vote is still up for the debate. It's still not resolved.
Okay, but the
It, you
current
know.
state is so because so the popular vote, actually the actual percentage, you say that Bernie was and still is ahead, right?
It is ahead. He is
Yeah,
ahead, and
yeah.
he officially. He put it this way: he won the popular vote, which means he's a winner in Iowa caucuses. However, according to the DNC system, he's a loser. So, and actually, the way that the U.S. media, a runner-up to the elections, were presenting this, the how this whole thing's going to turn out, they were basically shooting Biden as to be a number one winner of all electoral votes and popular votes in Iowa. It turned out to be absolutely opposite, and nobody would actually give Buttigieg any kind of chance of even being a runner-up to this. So his quote-unquote emergence as a leader is truly suspicious, specifically around two different, I would say, accidents, to put it mildly, that happened. First, over the weekend, there was a canceling of the poll conducted by the Iowa Register, this Des Moines Register, which is the paper of record here in Iowa, which basically stated that there was some kind of a glitch or problem with the polling, which they've been actually been doing for 73 years. This is unprecedented. The poll has never been canceled.
So that's a problem not related to the problem with the app.
No, it's not. It's a first
Okay.
warning shot that happened. And according to the information that I have got, somebody came to me on the record with this, that actually the Biden was in a fourth place according to the polls. And this is most likely what caused the polls to be exit polls to be canceled, because there was an indication that the whole narrative of Biden, taking the election, winning the election is fraud. It's basically it's not true. I've contacted the editor in chief of yesterday of the Des Moines Register. In the conversation, which lasted about 30 seconds, she said she will absolutely make it down, will not answer any questions about what happened with the poll. You can just read up the official statement, and basically, she came close to hanging up on me. I was just very polite, so I just basically discontinued the conversation because she basically made her position true that she would consider the matter closed. And then when the issue with the app came up with a company or outfit called Shadow Inc., you cannot really kind of make you can't make this stuff up. It's so blatant. It's almost like a shadow government or deep state coming reincarnated. Which, according to my information, my digging on this issue was kind of funded by cronies of Obama and Clinton campaign from 2016 and earlier, including a Robbie Mook, who first he denied he was involved in this, and then there was information that was leaked that Robbie Mook's consultancy was involved in quote testing of the app and it was okay. At one point,
So
Department of Ho
Robbie who?
Mook.
And who is
Which
he?
happened, he was very much a close collaborator of 2016 Hillary
The
Clinton
Clinton
campaign.
campaign.
Yeah. So this is, and his name, he's actually one of the few people that, according to the book Shattered, about the coming up with the Russiagate story, how this all came about. He was one of the few originators of that, of the whole thing when, when DNC, when the Hillary Clinton campaign lost the elections to Trump. They kind of shut down themselves for about a period of 20 hours. The next day, they came up with the idea that the Russians did it, quote unquote, by any kind of degree of. So he's one of the point people who are all behind this. What's interesting here with this situation, which is not reported at all in the US media, I kind of digged up my contacts in Washington, who basically told me that Department of Homeland Security have contacted Shadow Inc. to do some kind of scanning, to do some kind of degree of evaluation of the app, because once again, there was a concern of the Russia being involved in this. And they declined it. They said they had their own experts who proofread the code and, have they supposedly certified the app to be basically hacker proof. However, Shadow Inc. would not come on the record stating who those experts were. If you look at continuously from 2016 elections, how this whole thing came about, one can only predict and suspect that this is just another way to railroad Bernie from a lead in the Iowa caucuses. It's just you can just add 1 + 1 = 2, because
Or
the
is it
specific.
just arrogance and incompetence? I mean,
I think Argus and I do not believe, to be honest, that people on that level are so incompetent. But in any way. If you're muddying the water long enough, you make it so difficult, then it's kind of you can kind of come up with the degree of incompetence to be very gracious and be very charitable to the party. But I don't necessarily feel that, that definitely people around Hillary Clinton, they're not stupid. They're not ignorant.
but what could they have gotten out of it? I mean, just making everything a failure, but only Trump wins at the moment, right?
As I said earlier in my reporting, the DNC is hell-bent on losing to Trump instead of having a so-called democratic socialist as its representative. So they don't mind losing to Trump at all. So they would rather lose to Trump than have someone who's outside of establishment to win in the elections.
And
Right
why would
now,
that be?
why would it be? Because of the political establishment, the rich and the corporations that founded the DNC are very much ingrained, despite of making a political theater just like what happened at the State of the Union, where Trump would not give Nancy Pelosi a handshake and she turned up his speech right behind him on the camera. It's a fight between political elites, you know, top on the top of, not even political elites as a whole, a top of the political elites. At the end of the day, nothing really changes, and the status quo, the people who are really have the power and money in this country, are able to, you know, go forward with their agenda. So,
can you further explain the detail of what's happening or what's happened? Because you also you sent me an email with some explanation. You mentioned about donations.
What's also very questionable about Peter Buttigieg's candidacy right now is that the Pete for America election campaign, or PAC, has made a donation to, among other people, of $42,500 to the app company, Shadow Inc. Either, I don't know if they're, it's listed as a donation, which is very unusual because I think it's a some kind, you know, I don't know exactly what a Shadow Inc. is. It is a 501c3 organization, which is nonprofit, that's supposed to help Democrats to be involved on the technology side of the political equation, or as an independent company. It's kind of hard to kind of digress exactly to figure
but
out.
But they should really not have accepted a donation from one of the candidates that they are polling, right?
I'm pretty sure it's legal, but the optics of this are obviously terrible. About 2 hours ago, Tom Perez, which is chairman of DNC, made a statement on Twitter that the party is going to re-canvass the vote. Nobody really knows what it means. Does it mean that the whole process of voting is going to be repeated again? You know, it's hard to tell exactly what the re-canvassing means. This whole situation shows a bankruptcy of the Democratic Party, DNC in particular, that is simply willing to cheat, lie, and steal in order to get its own way. It is such a blatant, open, and you know, way. You know, put it this way: I would never thought in one of my reports, I would ever quote a Soviet dictator, obviously not a friend of democracy, Joseph Stalin, who ever stated that it doesn't really matter who votes or how they vote, but it matters who counts the votes. And the kicker to this story is this: you can't make this stuff up. That because of this whole mess up right now, the DNC will take direct charge of counting the votes in Bernie strongholds. You can't make this stuff up. It's like, in all my political science experience and, you know, dealing with electors as a consultant, and I've never seen anything like this before in my life. If this was happening somewhere in Latin America or Africa, you could say, you could dismiss it, well, you know, here we go again and stuff. But this is truly unprecedented to the degree where it destroys the country. This destroys the image of the country. I think it's quite possible that to 2020 would be even the last DNC standing per se. Maybe this whole situation can even destroy the Democratic Party.
What now? I mean, this is a positive result for Trump, of course, the problems within the Democratic Party. What do you think will happen next now?
It's hard to tell. I think, from my understanding of the political system, the anger which is in the country throughout from coast to coast, the only person right now, although Sanders is not my favorite candidate, the only person who can honestly beat Trump is Sanders. There's just nothing, you know, nothing close to him.
Yeah, this is interesting because I don't listen too much to the media here, but what I'm hearing is that, okay, the same thing. I mean, it's great for Trump, but the message I'm getting is that, oh, the Democrats, they don't stand a chance.
They're just not true. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've just got so the Morgan, which is mean the morning. It's still has some kind of leftist image, and they say, for the average American who watches Fox News, I don't know if he does, but okay, that's what the opinion maker says here. For the average American who watches Fox News, Warren and Sanders are just extreme communists. Is that
true? Well, put it this way. First of all, majority of Americans do not get their news from TV anymore. I think the internet is probably number one thing.
Okay, but for the people who watch the cable and other networks who do watch TV, is that true? Because I'm wondering if that
I don't
is
think
true.
So. You know, I mean, there's obviously an element of truth in it, specifically where our media tends to, you know, it's corporate-owned media. Therefore, first and foremost, they will be presenting reality view version of reality that's advantageous for them. And right now, US media.
But what they said here in our newspaper is not that that's what Fox says about Bernie Sanders. They say that's what the average American thinks about Bernie
Well, this,
Sanders.
you know, I would hardly take an I would take an issue with what average American is, because it's really kind of hard to tell what average American really is. I mean, Midwest, you know, our country is divided along diagonally between East
Yep.
Coast, Midwest, and West. It's not divided pretty much like north to south, but it's sort of like, you know, from east to west. And depending where your societal cultural upbringing is, as well as your class issue, which is very important, you know, the political IDs and identities are formed based on, you know, on everyday professional and personal experiences.
Okay, let me put it different. I mean, differently. So, because actually, I think it also says something about our politics, our local politics over here, the way our newspaper people look at Sanders is that they say basically that Sanders are one or two extreme to win the elections.
But to be honest with you, from my personal interactions with people on the conservative side, right side, you know, there's a lot of friendship and friendly feelings towards Bernie. I mean, obviously they would definitely call him the name, but you have to understand what propelled Trump's election of 2016 was not some kind of degree or great ideology or hate of kind of political hate of socialism versus capitalism. None of that. It was basically anger of people who are anti-system. You know, Trump is a classical anti-system creature, and he was able to play on those divides and those isms, as you call it, socialism, feminism, you know, rightism, leftism, whatever, in order to get elected and push those buttons really, really well. So, if someone who actually comes from the left, and Bernie Sanders more than is than the communist or socialist, is portrayed as someone coming as an anti-system person from the left with some really interesting social, economic, political ideas, you know, whether they work or not is a completely different story for another conversation, perhaps. Then, you know, they would say, well, let's have him on. And you know, and frankly, I've heard a lot of sympathy. I think specifically on the right wing in the U.S. politics, Bernie has garnered a lot of sympathy over how he was screwed over 2016 election, where he was basically had the election's nomination being stolen from him
Yeah, so
after
that's
the
interesting
interference.
because does that also mean that what all the mess that happened in Iowa isn't that is in doesn't that help him?
I think long term it does, long term, because it kind of reinforces the stereotype and it, I think, truth to a certain degree that the game
Especially
is
because
rigged.
there are all suspicions that it's not a
Well, the game is
coincidence,
rigged.
and yeah, there are all links with
I mean,
the conservative Democrats, yeah.
obviously, our population has a very short memory span. Noam Chomsky was really great in his analysis of the quote unquote manufactured consent, where our system tends to manufacture a certain degree of mindset and political outcomes on a basic personal as well as systemic level. And ours, because the system is breaking down right now, the system is resorting itself to what can be considered outright fraud. And what happened in 2016 is electoral fraud. I mean, with all the DNC emails which were leaked, which obviously basically railroaded Bernie's chance to win the elections.
Yeah.
And
So,
this is happening again. So,
yeah. So you
you know.
mentioned Noam Chomsky. He also mentioned us on an interview with him recently, where he mentioned that they will never let Bernie win. He'll get all kinds of crap and whatever from the moment that it becomes clear which that he has a big chance
Yeah,
to be the nominee.
and unfortunately, I have to agree with Chomsky. This country would rather the political elites in this country, they'll rather have a military dictatorship and the military take the power than have the socialist Democrat take the reins of the nation. It's just not going to happen. And however, you know, there are a lot of noises within Democratic Party as well as some of the people close to Bernie and that I'm privy to, that maybe perhaps Bernie, after a certain degree of blowback, which is direct towards him, maybe should run as an independent and he still win. So there's a lot of conversation at that level, which maybe will further crystallize themselves. But once again, it appears that 2016's it's kind of being replayed again in 2020 with all the dirty tricks, political tricks, and more, which are basically putting Bernie in the supposedly and legally disadvantageous position. However, we would like to see this to the end, and what happened in Iowa is a truly a harbinger of things to come, I think.